235 East 31st Street.
That's what the text said.
You have kids, Joe?
No.
Nina. Her name is Nina. I've heard of these places. Underage girls.
Senator, if she's there, I'll get her.
Cleary said you were brutal.
I can be.
You Were Never Really Here is about a man named Joe, who's an ex-soldier and an ex-FBI agent, who has become a hitman, a gun for hire, who rescues underage girls from brothels. It might sound like it could be a hitman thriller, but as you could hear from the tone of that clip, it's much more a rumination on alienation than a double-barreled joyride of bloodlust and revenge. It's directed by the Scottish filmmaker Lynn Ramsay, who takes Jonathan Amos's novel of the same name and transforms it into a tender, fragmented nightmare. A grisly, fleshy Joaquin Phoenix plays this vigilante, sporting a bushy steel-wool beard and pale scars that stretch across his back like slugs. He looks far from being in peak physical condition, but like an old footballer who hasn't lost his touch, his killing skills are instinctive. If he's a cross between Travis Bickle and Dirty Harry, well, Ramsay's depiction doesn't revel in any kind of certitude or vindication. When Joe is approached by a politician whose young daughter Nina, played by Ekaterina Samsonov, is being held in a city brothel, the prospect of bad guys getting their comeuppance is eclipsed by a more interior trajectory. Joe exists in a kind of frazzled state of disconnectedness with the world, numb and alienated, a performance register that Phoenix, who won Best Actor at Cannes, evokes with effortless nuance, and that Ramsay, as a director, echoes in her style, frequently mismatching vision and sound and emotions. The source of Joe's anguish is not straightforward. There are flashes of horror from the battlefield, but there are even more disturbing glimpses from his childhood, cowering from a violent father, and even attempting suicide with a plastic bag over his head, a visual motif that recurs in the film. Joe only seems normal in the domestic, everyday moments he shares with his elderly mother, played by Judith Roberts, in their New York home, at one point playfully chiding her to throw out the expired cream cheese she's left in the fridge. But it's his freelance job as a hitman that defines and entraps him. The automatic way he goes about a mission, methodically staking out his location, assembling his hitman arsenal from hardware store essentials like gaffer tape and a hammer, his weapon of choice, by the way, engraved with the words "Made in the USA." Well, all of this seems like a therapeutic ritual, but the maiming and the killing is neither cathartic nor energizing for him. Joe is a sick man, and it's only when an unexpected disaster derails his mission to rescue Nina that any kind of personal breakthrough, however slight, seems possible. You Were Never Really Here is Ramsay's fourth film, and its themes of personal trauma and grief will be familiar to fans of her work. Stylistically, she's a bit like an expressionist, manipulating sound and image to evoke the emotional interior of her characters. The way she places people at the edge of frame or in shadow or trapped inside the geometric lines of car windows, doorways and corridors creates a vaguely oppressive force that underpins the film. Equally important is the soundtrack with its mash of TV white noise and old classics radio, bleeding in and out of Johnny Greenwood's minimal synthesizer beds and discordant orchestra. At times, admittedly, her audacity becomes precocious, overheated. A close-up of Joe's fingers squeezing a green jelly bean, for example, during a meeting suggests, well, I guess it suggests his askew worldview. In another scene, a shot of him carrying a corpse into a lake while wearing a full suit signals despair on one level, but it also smacks of the kind of grandiose cliche that small screen directors use when they want their work to scream prestige TV. The film's greatness lies in Ramsay's more subtle, subliminal ploys of framing and sound design, her portrayal of violence and alienation through the eyes of a damaged man, like a reflection of the world in a broken mirror. It's best when it creeps up on you. You Were Never Really Here is out this week.